Good morning. Now we are going to talk about when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, our solution to fulfill the mitzvah Alecha Mishnah, and we'll focus on Friday night, Shabbos morning. What's our solution if we want to have chametz, if we want to have regular challah, those meals, what's our solution? How do we do that technically? And as we've discussed, our first solution was maybe to use matzahs, but we can't use matzahs on the day of Yudalid. There's an Isser to have matzah on that day. We should save our matzah appetite for the Leila Seder that night. And the second solution, matzah ashira, eating those fruit-juiced matzahs or the egg matzahs, not made with any water. So we said that some are of the opinion you should use that on Friday night, Shabbos morning, or others are of the view that there's a minhag to not have matzah ashira, which is that type of matzah, on the 14th in the day. And also, we saw there are views that the bracha is really mizono, so it shouldn't be used. Others are of the view that the bracha is really hamotzi if you're kaveh asura on it. In any case, many people have the minhag to not use matzah ashira, so we're talking about our third solution, having chametz, having regular challahs or the like for the Friday night meal and the Shabbos day meal. So we have three possible ways that we would approach this. The first would be that you simply have the challah at the beginning of the meal. We're talking especially, this would actually be for both of the meals, Friday night and Shabbos morning. And what you would have is just the challah at the beginning, and then you would clear off the table. So you wouldn't set it with dishes per se, because you want to actually use your kelim, your dishes for Pesach. You don't want to use your chametz dishes, because then you have a big problem of cleaning them, or what do you do with them? So just have what you need on the table for the Lecha Mishnah, say a motzi. Everyone should have some Lecha Mishnah, some of the challah. Then you clean it off, change the tablecloth. The easiest is to use a chad pehami. Everything should be disposable, so you just have a plastic. And change it, and then you reset the table. You get rid of the Hamotzi, we'll discuss that in a little bit, the chametz, and then you reset the table with the kelim of Pesach, and you have the dishes of Pesach, and everything is pesedik after the challah. You finish with the challah, clean up well, get rid of everything, which we'll talk about at the end, and then everything now, from there on out, is going to be kashal Pesach, no more challah. So especially during the day, but also at night, if we're using the Pesach kelim, the dishes, the utensils, etc. So that is number one. Number two is as follows, is if you're going to use everything chad pe'ami, which is everything is disposable, then it doesn't really matter if you keep the challah on the table throughout the meal, because everything is going to be, you're going to bring the food that's kosher le'Pesach, but even if you have chametz food, and you're using everything disposable, disposable plates and disposable silverware, everything is disposable regardless, so it doesn't really matter if you're going to have the challah on the table at night and in the daytime, because it's all going to be thrown out anyway. So that is another solution. And the next solution is the ill-advised, should not be done, is to have everything chametz, the whole meal chametz, to have all your kelim chametz, your real dishes chametz. But that gets into considerable issues with how are you going to clean up and what are you going to do with those dishes afterwards, etc. So that's ill advice. So those are the ways that we can approach it. Now, after that meal, especially the meal in the daytime, if we have leftover chametz, we have to deal with that. So what is advisable is to break it into small crumbs, flush it down the toilet. That is the ideal way to get rid of the chametz. We can only eat up until the end of the fourth hour, and then thereafter where we can get rid of the chametz. And just flush it down the toilet. That's the ideal way to do it. In addition, we comes to the time that it's usher to have eat chametz. So towards the end of the fourth hour, brush your teeth. Make sure there are no crumbs on our clothing, on the floor, etc. Ideally, we would sweep. If you see any crumbs, for sure you need a sweep. And then you need to also clean off the broom that it has no crumbs. Ideally, put that broom away with the chametz stuff and have a kosher le'Pesach broom. That would be the ideal. Otherwise, you're going to make sure that there are no crumbs on that broom. And in addition, one important point when it comes to the challahs, one should pre-plan. Don't buy big challahs and have a big challah meal that you typically have that would make a lot of crumbs and you'd have likely leftover. But buy small challahs for people, individual, bite-sized challahs, you know, for each individual. The ideal would be to use something like pitas. A pita does not make a lot of crumbs or any crumbs, so this will save a lot of issues of having chametz crumbs around, is to use pitas and a limited amounts. Make sure you have enough to be mekayim the mitzvah of lechem mishnah, but not that you can have too much that will be left over, and then that will be the ideal way to deal it. So there we have it. Your solutions, again, is to have the bread at the meal and only and clean off immediately right afterward, not putting quesadik or other, clean it off, and then reset the table with Pesach Kelim, or even if you want to have it an entire chametz meal, or at least to have the bread on the table, but use everything chad pe'ami, everything disposable. Those are going to be the ideal ways, but either way, you have to be careful to dispose of all extra chametz that's left over, and all crumbs have to be disposed by flushing down the toilet. Have a wonder. There are other ways also. You could feed it your animals that you're responsible for feeding. People really don't have those type of animals nowadays. So your ideal solution and preferred solution, maybe our only solution then nowadays, would be to flush it down the toilet. Have a wonderful day.